Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
And I was like,
what?
The jalapeno.
Hey, Kendall. Let me ask you this. How are you this week?
How am I?
Yeah.
I'm doing all right.
Would that throw you off? I'm trying to reciprocate because you know how I think it should start with you asking me, how am I? How are you?
Well, I am glad that you're reciprocating, Cliff. And I'm doing all right. You know, I mean, I'm really not wanting to be a part of what's going on over there in the fields.
Oh, it's so hot. And why did they add, you know, I'm fine when we have to sit for hours and fold pamphlets or when we have to put chairs up for, you know, large groups to hear the rye speech.
But yeah, I'm sampling all those rye foods.
Yeah, somehow I'm okay with that. But for this, you know, I know it's like a nice volunteer gesture for us to come and help plant this rye field, but all I can say is thank God Charles had the booth still in the back of his truck and could, you know, unload it and set it up for us so we could look like we're doing this show. I don't know. We haven't even gotten the email from the writers this week, so I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Well, but we're really here, you know, for moral support. And to be honest, like, I don't think Mr. Snobbottom really realizes when we're doing a show and we're not doing a show. So we're just, all we have to do is say we're doing a show and we're fine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Right before we walked in, there was this big, like, biting fly that just landed on me. And I don't want to be out there with those.
No. I mean, the booth is hot enough and there's barely any, like, air flowing here. But I would hate to be out there just, like, sweating my ass off picking rye or planting rye.
Oh God, I know. They think if we're not gone from the Falklands by the time they got to pick this rye, we're gonna be gone that day. We're gonna make
gone,
plans.
Baby, gone.
What was that movie about? Was that Ben Affleck?
Yeah, I think it was like a murder thing. I don't know. Who can remember? We're getting so old. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, do you feel like as you get older, like everything just becomes a big blur? I mean, I know that I am worse than most people and I have a terrible memory, but do you just like forget big patches of your life?
I don't know that I forget big patches. I think big patches seem really the same, which sounds just so terrible.
But they just blend.
Terrible. But they do, and it's like, well, that all blends together. But I do feel like a lot I will think, okay, this movie, I saw that, and I don't know anything about what even went on, or
yeah.
I have a general memory of how I felt about it, whether I liked it or thought it was worse than I thought it was going to be, or whether, you know, I turned it off. I'll probably remember that. But other than that, I'm like, I think it was pretty good. But I couldn't tell you anything that happened.
Well, that is definitely my problem, especially with movies. I'm like, or TV shows. I'll start watching an episode of something I've been binge watching, and I'm like 20 minutes in, and I'm like, oh, I saw this already.
Oh, yeah, which is funny to think that we would do that, but my grandfather, he loved to read. He was always reading novels. He always had a big stack next to his Lazy Boy rocker, and he would say, oh, I would get 100 pages into a book before I realized I'd already read it before. and of course, that you think, oh, Papa, that was just you being old, but nope.
That's everybody. Well, but hey, I mean, on the bright side, it's kind of like It's like we're Dory. We can just relive it over and over again.
I did something similar to that. Is I read somewhere that, you know, binge watching is the worst way for you to actually remember what happened on a show.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Because, you know, think if you have a week to think about an episode, you know, you might not think, you don't think about it every day, but it occurs to you and you remind yourself what happened. And
yeah, well, but, you just have time for it to sink in.
Yeah, and so if you just binge everything, which is good, which I like knowing that, because like when I was binging on the 4th of July while you guys were out watching Charles the Contractor's fireworks, I was finishing up Stranger Things season mm-hmm. 3, and I thought, I like that because that means when I watch it again, I'll enjoy it more because I won't really remember it that well.
Yeah, well, I mean, that happens to me all the time. A new season of something will come out. I'm like, oh, I'm real excited to watch it. And I'll start watching. I'm like, I'm going to have to go back and watch last season. I don't remember anything that happened. I don't know who any of these people are.
I know. That's, yeah. But I love.
Oh, dear. Isn't it a wonderful day for gardening out here in the rye fields?
Oh, it's so robust, the air. I feel it swelling in my bosom. I could just plant rye seeds all day, sugar lump. So much fun.
Me too. Like, I am so happy we're out here. I mean, unfortunately, we have the show going on, and we got to finish this up before we can help you, but it's a magical day out here. It's beautiful.
It really is. I just hate having to do this show.
I'm just so proud that you boys are out here, and I know this is the most important thing to get done, but as soon as you're finished, come on out and join us, dear. We're having a wonderful time.
Oh, yes, boss. We'll save a few rows just for you. I know you'll want to feel the wonderful way I feel after planting all of this and knowing that the rye is going to bloom and feed future generations.
Oh, that's what I always think when I'm planting rye. So, yeah, we'll be out in just a moment as soon as we finish up.
We'll be right out. We'll be right out.
All right, dears. Well, quark pot, you're going crooked with that road. Do you have to stay straight or the rye won't grow quick? I just love to see her when she's like on her game and she's just pointing and telling people where to go and what to do. I love it.
Oh, when she directs everybody. I was thinking you were talking about Crockpot pushing that plow over there.
No, Crockpot, poor thing. Still can't talk.
Someday. Sorry, I've got some rye chips over here. I just had to eat them. I'm so starving.
I thought you said rye chips. Nope, chips.
I'd offer you some, but, you know, I've had my hand. It was, you know, there was no Kleenex earlier, so I should blow my nose right in my hand.
The bad part about anybody that knows me, they know if they don't want to share with me, they just like lick their hand and stick their hand in the bag and roll it around, and I'm like, it's all yours.
I know. Unless, of course, somebody does it to me and it happens to be, you know, like a big sexy hunk, and then I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, ooh, give me some of that Cheeto dust.
Feed me, Seymour.
Feed me now. Feed me now.
But I've got this. I've got a little strawberry lemonade over here.
Ooh, God.
Mixed with some natural and light ingredients.
I wish I had some lemonade over here. I just got
strawberry
this water.
Strawberry wine. Did you love that song? 17.
A hot July moon. Saw everything.
First taste of love.
Whoa.
Oh,
bittersweet.
Bittersweet.
Green on. Vine. Like strawberry wine.
Wait, is she still a big star? Who sang that?
Dina Carter, right?
Dina Davis.
Dina Carter.
Oh, Linda Carter, who was Davis. Wonder Woman.
Gina Davis, that's it.
You know who I loved was Jodie Messina. I just loved her.
I loved them all, Cliff. I used to love them all. I used to drink strawberry wine.
Speaking of great music, now, how have you been loving, you know, when you heard my D-side last week?
I just can't stop playing it.
Can't stop playing it? I know you can't. You were humming it earlier, I heard. So I know you'll be really happy to hear.
No, I literally can't stop playing it. You keep playing it. I don't know how to stop it. I'm the player.
Oh, Kendall, you and your hilarious attempts at jokes. But we've got.
Guys should eat so much, so put more fudge on top.
That was what a D side. Yeah, that was the D side, and then I've got an E side, which has never been done before. Never been done.
Does the world need
yes.
an Aesop?
Does the what the world needs now is E sweet sweet. It needs the Aesop, Kendall. So I want to tease that the Aesop is coming up.
You're gonna drop some E.
And it might help you to enjoy the East Side and this show if you would drop some E.
Oh, well, we're fresh out of E, so. Well, we're looking forward to the song. I know all the listeners are.
It's one of my favorites on the single.
Shoot and shoot so much food too hot for you to touch.
So now how has your work at the Falkland Opera House been going?
Oh, Cliff, it's awful. I shouldn't say that because I don't want them to think that I'm not having just a blast. But it's just this show that they're bringing through right now is so overly complicated, and there's so many cues and so many set pieces that are flying in and out. I'm afraid somebody's gonna get crushed, and so I live in fear all day long.
So it's like a samurai opera, right?
Yeah, and those swords are real. I don't know if anybody told you, but they don't want to do this kind of stuff with fake swords. They're like, has to be real. I just have to feel it. So yeah. I'm terrified somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, the choreography looks like that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Microwave Burrito movie that was on Netflix.
That's exactly what they were going for. They said, I want the Dragon Burrito movie. So we brought in a specialist to do that, and I think he nailed it.
Yeah, well, I wish you the best of luck with that. Whenever I wonder where you are, I'm like, oh, he's still down there with the samurais and trying to do the sets and get the wires right so people can... You need to watch the bonus features of Hocus Pocus again. That'll probably help you because you know how they were all the witches were in the harnesses?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know I watch it all the time. That's always my inspiration for everything. I'm like, we need to bring a little more Hocus Pocus into this.
Thank you, Max, for that marvelous introduction. I put a spell on you. And now you're mine.
That is exactly what the world needs now.
Exactly.
It's Hocus, sweet Hocus. Once on Instagram, there was, you know, there's sort of a feud between Sarah Jessica Parker and Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. And one day I posted something about Sarah Jessica Parker saying, supporting her. Because, you know, I'm not afraid to speak out about the important issues of the day or of all time. And so I thought, people need to know my support for SJP. I put it out there, and somebody commented, and they said, it wasn't bad at all, but it's like, oh, I love Kim Cattrall and blah, blah. And I just I responded, I said, well, I've based so much of my life around Hocus Pocus that whatever, you know, involves Sarah Jessica Parker, I'm on her side automatically. So,
Cliff, I don't know if you are ready for what I'm about to say.
Oh, my God. Kendall, you're not suggesting we go out there and plant rye.
Oh, God, no. I'm suggesting that I ask you some stupid questions.
Oh, yeah. That would be stupid.
I mean, we are just making this up as we go along since it's not a real show. But, hey, if we're going to do a show, we might as well do some segments. And I'm sure that we can come up with stuff just as good as the writer.
I think so.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see what I can hit you with right now. All right, Cliff, what's the worst accident that you've ever had? I'm not just talking about a car, but any kind of accident. What's the worst accident you've ever had?
What springs to mind is I was once watching the Rosie O'Donnell show, and I was in a big hurry during the commercial break because I needed to rush back to see Dame Judi Dench on there. And so I was, a morbidly obese teen. I was obviously getting some ice cream during the commercial break. And I, for some reason, was getting it out of the box with a butter knife. And it's one of those things that you would hear somebody or see somebody doing, like, why are you doing that? But that's what I was doing.
You're in a hurry.
And anyway, I ended up stabbing the butter knife through the bottom of the ice cream box into and slicing my finger that was holding the box.
Oh my
underneath.
God. How did you cut yourself on a butter knife?
I know. And I had a sort of a scar there really for a while, but probably because I didn't bandage it well because I was in a rush to get back to Rosie.
Well, see, Cliff, when your body is made up of about 80% butter, it's just easy to cut with a butter knife.
Exactly.
All right, well, that was a great answer. Next one coming at you right now, Cliff. What is your all-time favorite episode of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast? I don't even want to call that one a stupid question. That's just a question.
They all tie for number one. 500.
What a cop out. 91
ties. They all tie for number one. What's your favorite? How can you pick from between the 591 children?
I mean, we mentioned it a lot, but you know, I'm so OCD and I love cleaning, so I'm going to have to go with Clean Week.
Well, I could see that coming.
Finally, I got one more for you.
Oh.
What keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up at night or eats me up at night?
No, what keeps you up at night? I know it's those bed bugs that eat you up at night.
I'm not going to say what country we got them from because I don't want to give that country a bad reputation because it was otherwise very nice.
Yeah.
But I did, I mean, we've all had to shave our pubes so many times. And the thing about bed bugs is they don't even normally nest on a person, but why they took to us, I'll never know.
Well, so much room.
It's the summer breeze. What did you ask me?
I said, what keeps you up at night?
Keeps me up at night. I don't want... at night, that's when the horrible nags come out, isn't it, for everybody?
Yeah. I know. Like, I stay up at night thinking, is that sword going to hit somebody and cut them like that butter knife sliced Cliff's hand open? But, I mean, that's what keeps me up at night.
Right. Well... I mean, same, except for different. So I just always think, oh, this is, we're on this ride tour. I'll never be able to leave the ride tour and I'll never be able to do anything. Or I'll never be able to afford anything more than like a peanut butter sandwich. And, you know, I will always have to run and hide when I see people who work for Visa or MasterCard. And, you know.
Oh, no. Visa MasterCard won't last that long, and we'll always have rye.
We'll always have rye, and I mean, in all honesty, I do. Then I think to myself, you know, the world is dead, mm-hmm. And
dead.
We are just specks of dust on a blue ball out in space,
all
somewhere.
All we are is in the wind.
Right, and that's really all we are. All we have is our own warped perception of things. You know, what am I going to do? I can't take it with me. Whether, no, although I got one thing I'm going to take with me.
Although you take everything with you on the tour.
Well, I take it with me on tour, but not when I die. Yeah. To the afterlife. But no, I did get one thing that I will take with me. Although, you know, this could work. You know how people, they put, they put flags on the coffin, right?
Yeah.
Well, I got a flag. I've never bought a flag before, but I got a flag. It came
your first flag
with. It came separate with, because you know, it's another long gestating storyline. Is my Madonna vinyl is still not here, but this is a portent of good things to come because this is the bonus thing that comes with the Madonna vinyl has arrived already, and it is a huge rainbow flag with the Madam X logo on it. And so I cannot wait to be a corpse with this draped over me.
Oh my God, I guess I'm gonna have to learn how to fold a funerary flag as they
lower
the coffin.
Oh yes, you better believe it's being written into the wheel.
I close my eyes, I say a little prayer that you'll have mercy on me.
I have to, I have to present it to Jake Gyllenhaal. I bow down and hand it over to him.
Well, you can send it to him. It's okay. Now, that's another idea for my ashes, if you just send it as part of his fan mail. So he can put it in a storage locker somewhere.
He just opens it and like poofs in his face.
Wouldn't that be that would really be ascending to nirvana if really my ashes were sent to Jake and he opened them and it like they got he inhaled them and then sneezed them back out. Oh, that is
rebirth.
Listen, that's when I would just ascend straight into the heavens, just turn into pure energy, pure light.
Dears, I know you're very busy in here, but I did want to just let you know that there's a food truck over here if you'd like to stop and take a break and get a snack. Oh,
I would. I could go for a. I'm a wee bit.
I'm always a bit peckish. We could stop for just a quick moment to grab a bite.
Just a second.
I know, dear. It's very busy. All right. Well, I'll let them know you're coming.
All right, let them
know. You might want to pack up, dear. They're gonna want a lot of food.
Oh, look at that truck. I wonder what they've got over there. Shit.
Oh, I don't know. I want one of everything. Let's go get some food, Cliff, and we'll come finish up this mock show when we get back.
All right.
All right, we'll be right back. Ooh.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Maruchan. Un hombre que su familia conoce y confía por la calidad y las deliciosas sopas de fideo. Ahora hay un nuevo nombre para conocer, yakisoba.
¿Qué es una yakisoba?
Son fideos de estilo japonés stir fry. Yakisoba ofrece varios sabores y se prepara en 4 minutos.
Así es la calidad de Maruchan.
Sopas de fideo de Maruchan y yakisoba. Búscalas en el supermercado en sección de sopas.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast, podcast.
Welcome back.
Oh, Kendall, what did you get to drink over there from the food truck? And what is that you ordered? I can't even make out what that is.
Well, Cliff, you know, a lot of people don't know this about the Falkland Islands. They are just a melting point of all kind. I mean, a melting pot of all kind of cuisines. They just had just about everything you would want on that food truck. They had Mexican, they had Chinese, they had bangers and mash. So I landed on a nice pot of fondue. Oh. I know it's hot, but it just looks so good. I couldn't pass it up.
Well, I know you're fond of fondue, so it doesn't really surprise mm-hmm. me that much.
Oh, and I got a hibiscus drink. Doesn't that look good?
Oh, is that? I thought maybe you got La Croix. Do you love La Croix?
I like the berry one. That's about it. I don't like the grapefruit.
To me, they don't even taste like anything.
Well, I know, but the only reason I drink them sometimes is because I'm trying to like be really good, and I'm like, well, this is pretty much water.
Well, that's true. I heard them described by somebody. They said it's like you're drinking water while there's fruit in another room.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, so I feel like, God damn it, I know that life is so short and... You know, give me a break. I need a drink that has a little bit of flavor. Unless, I mean, I can just drink water for water.
Let's not be rash.
Oh, you know what I did the other day while you were at the Opera House really late one night?
What did you do? I hate to ask.
I went down to the kitchen in the motel. And I mm-hmm. asked them if I could borrow their stove for a little while in their oven. And I made a bread pudding. And I ate it all. I meant to save you a little, but of course I ate it all that night.
But, well, I'm used to that.
Do you like bread pudding? Would you have eaten some if I gave you some?
No, I don't like bread pudding. You know me too well.
I didn't think that you do. You're just so fucking persnickety. But I have to say,
I mean, make up your mind. Is it bread or is it pudding?
Bread pudding, it is one of those things that when I was a teenager and my grandmother said, oh, I've made bread pudding, I thought, oh, God, what is it? Bread? Make up your mind. Is it pudding? I don't know what it is.
We're not that different.
I know, but I was 16. And but no, but I did eat a little just for her. And it was really, really good. Now, the bread pudding that I made, I sort of screwed it up because you use powdered sugar and regular sugar. And I put in the regular sugar with the powdered sugar, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to put them in like two different things separately and then pour one of them over the other. And so,
of course, idiot.
Yeah. I know. Well, mine had like, it had like twice the amount of sugar, and so it had these huge like just chunks of sugar that had baked together. So, but if you spat those out, it actually was very good, and I recommend that as one of the great old people foods that people should try is bread pudding.
Well, maybe I'll work my way up to it.
Well, some people have it, you know, some people just are so healthy they put like stuff in it. They put like raisins in it or something weird, but you don't need that shit. All you need is
let's not make it worse.
No, you just need the bread and the pudding. It's like a hot sugar loaf. It's all it is.
Well, ooh, now you're speaking my language. Throw some Snickers in there.
Tell
me
if you tell me if you like these ingredients. Bread.
Yeah, I like bread.
Do you like eggs?
Yeah, I like eggs.
How do you feel about sugar?
I think it shows that I'm a big fan.
And how do you feel about its cousin, powdered sugar? Because that's that's all. And nutmeg, that's all that's in there. And it's so good.
Well, goddammit, Cliff, I might actually like it. I'll have to try it again. I have to give it another go.
Yeah, give it another go. It's so good. And of course, I did. And it's even better because, you know, I like things cold after they've congealed in the refrigerator. But it was so good while it was hot. I was just like burning my mouth and eating it. Oh, and I made one other old people recipe that I'll ask. This one I got.
Prune.
Don't say it. Tell her I said old people. I got this one from Mrs. Butter 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 Churn. It's this hot pineapple stuff. Do you like hot pineapple?
Oh God, no.
Oh,
I barely like pineapple. I mean, I like pineapple, but especially not hot.
Then you're gonna love what I put on it. What you mix it together with, you take a can of chunked pineapple and you remove all the juice, but you save a little bit of it, and then you put shredded cheddar cheese over top of it.
Ugh.
You put crushed up Ritz crackers over top of it. And then you have a melted stick of butter that you put over top of it. Oh, and then you heat that. And I think maybe there's like also sugar, possibly a spoonful of sugar and flour, or maybe that was in the bread pudding. But oh my God, it was so good.
Oh, it must be an old person food because it's the last thing you ever eat and then you just die from how terrible it is.
No. Oh my, I wish I had a heaping bucket of it right now because it is so good. Everybody, look that up. If you don't.
I mean, you had me on board when you started mentioning all the ingredients of the bread pudding, but now you've shunned me back away to the darkness.
Hot pineapple.
Give me some hot pineapple.
That doesn't sound good, but the hot pineapple
part. No, it
part.
Doesn't.
But
you are correct about that.
So excellent. Excellent. Oh, man. Good stuff.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well, let's move on from the hot pineapple and get on to another segment, Cliff. Since we're making it up as we go along, what should we do?
I have a leftover that I wanted to share with you. And don't worry, there are no leftovers.
I hope it's not leftover hot pineapple.
No, there were no leftovers of that. It was too delicious. But I do have a leftover bad joke for you from weeks gone by.
Okay.
All right, so there's the music, and let's see, where is it? Here we go. A man met a beautiful lady, and he decided he wanted to marry her right away. Oh, Kendall, this sounds like you and Susan's love story.
Right away.
When you were both 14, she protested, but we don't know anything about each other. And he replied, "Well, that's all right, Mama. We'll learn about each other as we go along." And so she consented, which is very important. And then they were married. Now, Kendall.
How beautiful.
The beautiful marriage continues. One morning, they were lying by the pool where he got up off his towel, climbed up the 10-meter board, and did a 2.5-tuck gainer, entering the water perfectly, almost without a ripple. This was followed by a dive with 3 rotations in a jackknife position before he straightened out and cut the water like a knife, like a sharp butter knife. And after a few more demonstrations, he came back and lay down on his towel. "That was incredible," the wife said. And he said, "Oh, well, I used to be an Olympic diving champion." And then she got into the pool, did laps in freestyle, breaststroke, and even butterfly. After about 30 laps, completed in mere minutes, she climbed back out and lay down on her towel, barely breathing hard. And the husband said, "Well, that was incredible. Were you an Olympic endurance swimmer?" And she says, "No, I was a hooker in West Virginia, and I worked both sides of a river."
Whoa. Hilarious.
Hilarious.
I didn't mean that sound so sarcastic. It was meant. I meant it with all sincerity.
Oh, well, that's even worse somehow.
Great. Well, I did.
Great.
I found an old joke under my seat over here. While you were telling me that joke, I didn't want to be empty-handed for this segment, so I got a joke for you. So, Cliff, my bank, they recently called me to let me know I had an outstanding balance, and I said, "Thanks, I used to do gymnastics," and I hung up the phone.
Oh, that is outstanding.
I know it is, isn't it? Great.
It is. Oh, boys. We found a little rabbit over in the rye field. Look at how cute
he is.
He's
so adorable. Oh. Look at the little bunny ears.
Oh, my. I do love it. Should we take it home for Funky and Opie?
Dear, wouldn't that be a wonderful idea? I thought Funky was allergic to rabbits.
No, dear, she's allergic to ferrets, dear, not rabbits.
Of course, boy. Two very different animals there.
I guess it's up to you guys, then. You're the parents.
Well, I don't think we'll get that rabbit through customs each time. Do you think each new progressive city that we go to on the ride tour is going to just allow wildlife
dear, that is from the Falklands? That is a good point. But she's going to be so sad to know she won't be getting the bunny rabbit. Maybe we could find a little home for them, dear, and set up a little family so they can have a nice, happy life.
Oh, Sugarlum, we must go call little Funky and let her down easily that we can't be giving her this rabbit.
Oh, dear, that's a good idea. Look, well, are you boys almost finished with the show? Can you come help us with the planting anytime soon?
Oh, well, we're going to be, it's going to be just a few more minutes. We're really in the heat of the middle of some stuff.
Okay, well, I don't want to interrupt anything important here, but we'll be out there still working hard. Come on out as soon as you're finished.
Okay.
Of course, we'll be out there momentarily.
Of course we will.
Funky, if you could come over here, please, dear.
Oh, bad news, dear.
Oh, I don't even want to watch. That makes me too sad. Oh, it makes me more sad to think about having to go out there and plant.
Oh, I hate doing any kind of yard work. Now, Kendall, earlier I heard somebody talk about freshmen in high school when they get there. Were you afraid to be a freshman in high school?
Well, of course I was afraid. I was afraid everybody would be like, "Look, who's this new fat kid coming in?" I mean, I always heard, like, all these terrible stories about, like, upperclassmen, like, saying, "Oh, if you're at the pool for that class, you got to go up to the pool on the 3rd floor, and we only had 2 floors." You know, stupid stuff like that, but nobody ever really did anything to me, so I got really lucky, I guess.
What I remember hearing the story was that the upperclassmen are going to grab you and put you in a trash can.
Lucky there weren't any trash cans big enough for me, so that wasn't even a fear I had at all.
Maybe the reason that they never did it and it sort of fizzled out was they took one look at me and thought, "We can't lift him, our backs."
They're like, "I guess we're going to have to let that one go."
It's one one less tradition.
Well, I will say, like, there were some upperclassmen that, And this was like in band at band camp. You know, some weird stuff happened at band camp. There were these group of kids, and they were like, oh, I dare you, you can't do this atomic sit-up. Did you ever hear about the atomic sit-up?
No.
So they were like, oh, yeah, if you, like, close your... And I don't even remember what it was. Like, I'd have to look it up. But they're like, oh, if you close your eyes and hold your breath and sit up real fast, you'll just pass out immediately. And for some reason, there was a whole group of people that got in line to do it. They're like, oh, that sounds great. Let's do it. I was sitting over the corner like, why do I want to pass out? But so there was a group of people that did it, and it was just a big joke. And they would, like, blindfold you. And of course, you closed your eyes, and they'd have you sit up real fast. And somebody would, like, stand up over you and pull their pants down. So when you sat up real fast, your face went right into their butt.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
It was an erotic camp that we were at.
And then, I don't know, that made me remember when you, before you ended this story, the beginning of that story made me think of, which you wouldn't like this, I guess most people should not, but they used, and I think, because my friends were all in the band, I was far too committed to getting home to see Rosie every day, so yeah. I just couldn't make that kind of commitment. Plus, I'm a lead singer, I'm not a percussionist or anything like that, okay? But no, the band, I remember people saying one day that, like, the football players had all, like, peed on the band room door from outside. And of course, I thought, well, that is a shame, but it's not totally appealing as a story to hear. All of the football players standing there, hoses in hand, united in one mission.
Shit happens. Or I guess piss happens. United in urination.
We are a part of a urination.
Oh, God. Look, they're starting to wrap it all up. I think we're starting to make some headway here. Do we have any more segments that we need to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Make the show really official?
But when you said wrap up, that made me think of, like, wrapping up an awards show, which made me think of all the awards I'm going to eventually win from my single collection here. And I do have, I have an E-side. That's what we're on, right? An E-side.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we have an E-side. Well, luckily, you've given up on just psyching me out. We're playing the songs now, so... let's hear what the East Side has to offer.
I don't even know what you're talking about, psyching you out. Like, we're that USA show psych. Give me a break.
I'm gonna pretend like you're talking normal, and I'm gonna give you a countdown for the East Side.
Wait, are you talking about? No. Hold on. Are you talking about the one or two? I accidentally played Give Me a Break because I got the cassettes confused.
Yeah, the one time. That you did
well,
that. It was very bothersome.
As a show of good faith, what I will do, I'll just play a few seconds of the song so you can hear that I've got the right cassette.
Okay. All right.
Well, here, hold on. I'm just going to play a few seconds, and then I'll let you give a proper countdown at once you're not worried anymore. So you are paranoid, baby. All right. All right, here's a few seconds.
Okay.
I don't want to play anymore because you're going to, I know I've built such anticipation. So give us a countdown.
I can't even wait to get to it. Okay, here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Damn it, Cliff. I'm so sick of this shit.
I totally blanked. I zoned out. that I had recorded over. I was trying to record so I wouldn't play it again by accident. And so I thought I'd put it on this other tape and put it on the right one. But I've got the real one. I know it's on the other side. Okay. So let's.
I think you need to start checking this out before we go on the air. Look, even though we're not even supposed to be on the air.
I did check it. We even checked it together. It's a total mind zone out kind of situation. It was an accident.
Listeners are going to think we're so unprepared. Okay, well, here we go. I'm 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Everybody knows it's a shame, an affront to our American name. No Oscars for Jake Gyllenhaal. Does the Academy really have the gall? No nom since 14 years ago. That's the Oscar George Clooney stole. Every night I pray to God and ask what Jake's gotta do to get an Oscar nod. And I was down on my knees, begging sweet Jesus please, when suddenly it came to me. Well, oh, that's the way it is. Oscar voters are dunces, and that's the way it goes. They're all dumb assholes. You live, you learn. They all should burn. They're idiots, and that's the way it is. What more could voters need than a real-life man whose legs stop at the knees? Jake's every role is perfection, including cops, sexy boxers, and identical twins. Couple cowboys and sexual teens. Lots of army men with at least one naked marine. One boy with a bubble on his body and a man with a bubble just on his head. Oh, he gives them all the talent they can stand. Then on Oscar night, they give the award to Gary Oldman. Ooh, that's the way it is. Oscar voters are dunces, and that's the way it goes. They're all dumb assholes. You live, you learn. They all should burn. They're idiots, and that's the way it is. Yeah, I know awards don't mean nothing, but sometimes I feel like exploding something, and that's the way it is. Oscar voters are dunces, and that's the way it goes. They're all dumb assholes, and that's the way it is. They're all dunces, and that's the way it goes. They're all f***ing assholes. You live, you learn. They all should burn in hell, those idiots. And that's the way it is.
And that's the way it is.
How is it you say?
And that's the way it is.
How is it you say?
And that's the way it is.
How is it you say?
And that's the way it is.
Well,
thank you.
That was it was very familiar. It's like every rant that you go on every day, but it was in a musical form. So now we have that.
Well, that's to the repertoire. Kendall, that's what artists do. Express yourself, don't repress yourself. This single, it's just me. It's who I am, the different facets of me. And so were I to not have at least one song about, you know, the real problems in the world today, including Jake Gyllenhaal's continued snubbing by the Academy.
That's a problem.
It would be, then it would be on me. I would be beyond remiss in doing so.
Beyond.
It's just, I feel like it's my duty. Yeah. Because art has to say something.
Oh, it said a lot.
I think so too. Thank you.
Look, they have finished planting everything over there. We have pulled this off. Somehow we've pulled it off.
Somehow.
I just want to know where the dessert truck is.
Oh, I wish. Kendall. Oh, now I have a quote here. Are you ready?
Oh, I'd love to.
Unless did you have more segments that you want to do while they're picking up all the plows and stuff?
I have so many segments, but we'll get to them another day.
Another day. Kendall, this is a quote. It says, a meditation student I was working with had a serious alcohol and drug problem. He was really making great strides, and then he went on a binge. On the day I found out about it, I happened to have an opportunity to see my teacher, Trungpa Rinpoche. I blurted out to him how upset I was that Dan had gone on a binge. I was so disappointed. Rinpoche got really angry. It completely stopped my heart and mind. He said that being upset about Dan's binge was my problem. You should never have expectations for other people. Just be kind to them, he told me. In terms of my student, I should just help him keep walking forward inch by inch and be kind to him. Invite him for dinner, give him little gifts, and do anything to bring some happiness to his life instead of having these big goals for him. He said that setting goals for others can be aggressive, really wanting a success story for ourselves. When we do this to others, we are asking them to live up to our ideals. Instead, we should just be kind, Kendall. Oh,
that was beautiful, Cliff. Be kind, rewind.
That was under the cap of my Snapple the other day, so I saved it.
Oh, that was a good thing. It was worth sharing with the world.
Amen.
God.
Remember those old Snapple commercials? Didn't you love them?
I loved them. Wendy, wasn't it Wendy the Snapple lady? Uh-huh. She was great. Whatever happened to her? Why don't people put her in a show?
I don't know. We need to find her. Look her up.
Find her. Look her up. Reboot Sybil while you're at it. Reboot Reba.
We got a lot of rebooting to do. Oh, Clip. Well, I'm exhausted. All this hard manual labor out here on the field has really worn me out.
Oh, God.
And since there's no dessert truck, I think we need to drive into town and see if we can find some dessert.
Amen. We got to find an ice cream parlor.
God.
Ooh, that sounds good. All right, well, let's get out of here.
All right, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Woo-hoo-hoo!